Samuel chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. We'll be reading verse 14 this evening. 2 Samuel chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. The word of the Lord. When David passed a little beyond the summit, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met them with a couple of donkeys saddled, bearing 200 loaves of bread, 100 branches of raisins, 100 of summer fruits, and a skin of wine. The king said to Ziba, "Why have you brought these?" Ziba answered, "The donkeys of the king's household are mine. The bread and summer fruit are for the young men to eat, and the wine for those who faint in the wilderness to drink." And the king said, "And where is your master's son?" Ziba said to the king, "Behold, he remains in Jerusalem, for he said, 'Today the house of Israel will give me back the kingdom of my father.'" Then the king said to Ziba, "Behold, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is now yours." And Ziba said, "I pay homage. Let me ever find favor in your sight, my lord the king." When King David came to Babylon, there came out a man in the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. And as he came, he cursed continually, and he threw stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And Shimei said as he cursed, "Get out! The Lord has avenged on you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your evil is on you, for you are a man of blood." Then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over and take off his head." "If he is..." than that the Lord exalts innocent when they humble themselves before him. Tonight's passage, what follows, illustrates the truth that the Lord exalts penitent sinners when they humble themselves under his mighty hand. The truth is not only for David, it is for all of God's people, it is for you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt you at the proper time, casting all your anxieties upon him, because he cares for you. Last week, we saw David rapidly mobilizing his forces when the dreadful news came to Jerusalem that Absalom was engaged in a coup attack, and it appeared that all the people were following him. There was a dramatic shift in David's personality. We've seen David being ineffective as king for a while. But all of a sudden, when he springs into action, we once again see the man of whom the women once sang, Saul has slain his thousands, David his tens of thousands. This was the man after God's own heart. Along the way, as David escapes from Jerusalem, from his son's coup attempt, Friend. Is David's friend Hushai becomes Where can the Mephibosheth's political one David is there. David.